Time to recap McCook's School Board of Education meeting for the month of January 2026. First meeting of the new year, and Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard, in our studios. How you doing, sir?
Doing very well, Rich. Thank you.
Here we go. 2026. We're on the downward slide of the year now.
Well, not quite.
School Board.
School Board. Not quite yet. We're not quite to half. The first semester is always.
Right.
Well, maybe we are about on the downside. I'm not quite sure. It's about 5 or 6 days longer than the second semester is about 5 or 6 days longer than first semester, but we're really close.
It seems like after Christmas and New Year's, it just takes off, though. Just my opinion, just over the years.
I've always found that basketball season seems to slow down a little bit, and there's always we haven't had any yet, but bad weather and those types of things. So I like getting to spring and getting away from the blizzards and the ice and those types of things, but that's just me.
Who knows if I'm going to get that 5:30 text message from Mr. Gross
or
somebody for school to be called off for the day.
Yeah, nobody wants that, and nor do I. So I get up early anyway, just to always make sure I check the weather. But yeah, I don't enjoy doing those things.
Let's get the agenda from last night, and you had, first of all, the election of officers, which kind of takes place at the first meeting of the year, doesn't it?
That's right. So it's the first meeting of the year. We have new officers, or there's an opportunity for officers to change. So I actually get to start this meeting, and the only thing I really govern over at any point in time with the Board of Education is the election of the president each January. Mr. Brad Hayes was nominated. There were no other nominations for the board president's position. So Mr. Hayes was reelected to board president. Then I hand the gavel over to Mr. Hayes, and he conducts the rest of the board meeting. He does the vice president is next, and Scott Barger was nominated for that position. He ran unopposed, and so Scott Barger became the vice president. And then for secretary, we had a nomination for Mike Langan. And again, there were no other nominations for school board secretary, so Mike Langan is going to be the school board secretary for the 2026 year. Then after that, we have another really important position that needs to be appointed by the Board of Education annually, and that's kind of our recording secretary treasurer. And that position by policy is always going to be our business manager. And so even though that's by policy, they still go through the formal process of appointing and then voting on that. And so Mr. Jeff Gross was appointed by his position and by nomination and was voted into our recording secretary. And that's important for state statute and legal reasons that we have that position filled. Following that, there was a couple of technical issues that we had to work through. I know one of those was that I have to give all of the board members a conflict of interest document that they'll sign and return in February, and we'll put those on file. If there's a conflict of interest, you never know. If you own a business, let's say in town, and you sell shingles, and you're on the Board of Education, and we're out in the market looking for shingles, we want to put shingles on one of our storage facilities. We have to know that conflict of interest exists, and if we ever vote on your company, you have to abstain from the vote. And so that's a document we give to everybody. And then also we have to approve by state statute, we have to approve a district newspaper for official school notifications. And so McCook Public Schools can use and should use the McCook Gazette. And so that was nominated and that was appointed to usage for McCook Public Schools as our official form for notifications to the community. And so those are just they're kind of housekeeping, but they're important. And so we made sure that those took place. We make sure that that's done every January. And that kind of opened up the meeting for the Board of Education last night. That's an exciting start.
It's always a good start. You bet.
Next year we'll be doing some oath of offices probably. Or we'll definitely be doing some oath of offices as there's an election coming up. But otherwise, after that, it's pretty much the same.
Moving on, public participation, presentations, and reports.
I did not have any public presentation or public comments at last night. So we went on to the consent agenda from there.
Approval of expenditures payroll for the month of December. Student board member report.
Yeah, we had Quinn reported last night. Talked a lot about activities and the different activities that are taking place right now. We have bowling, girls, boys, basketball. We have swim team. Our boys, girls are great, and our boys are breaking records, actually. Mm-hmm. So we have a really, really solid boys swim program. And this is in a year when we don't have usage of a pool. So I just think, oh, how good would we be if we had access to a pool on a daily basis? And also we talked about the girl-boy dance is on, I think it's this Saturday. We have the Color Day dance on January 24th. Also, we have coming up Brain Bowl and FBLA, our Future Business Leaders of America, are getting people, are rounding up people to help with a food drive. So lots of activities taking place in the high school, lots of things going on, and really appreciate Quinn Taylor reporting to the Board of Education those activities.
Did Quinn talk anything about how many fish he caught on his vacation?
He did mention that he was on a vacation, and I still have to talk to him about taking school days off to go down to Costa Rica. So we're going to have a little visit, but we'll work through it. It'll be all right in the end.
Moving on, let's see, building principal reports?
Yeah, those are reports that are given by the principals in writing to the Board of Education. After that, I think I gave a presentation on nursing pathway. And so I had a little trouble getting my presentation started last night, had some technical difficulties. We might need to update the software and some of our machines in the boardroom. But eventually we got it working and was able to present something that we've been working on for several months. At the beginning of the year, we had a meeting with UNMC administration, deans and administrators. And it was coordinated by Brian Ash, actually, from MNB Bank. And during that meeting, the conversation led towards these pathways that exist in, I think, Scottsbluff Public Schools at the time, where they have kids get into this program, this pathway, and when they in high school, and they'll take courses that prepare them to go into a nursing program for a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, which UNMC at Omaha and also UNMC, they're both the same but different campuses in Kearney, they have these BSN programs. And they're highly competitive to get into. It's very difficult to get into these programs. Students, a lot of students are turned away. And so what this pathway does, it allows our students in high school to take coursework that prepares them for entrance into their program, their nursing program. And the nursing program in the BNS is actually your junior and senior year. So your freshman and sophomore year, you're meeting all the prerequisites for entrance into their program. And then normally you then apply to compete to get into the nursing program. What this program does is allows us to teach a lot of this coursework while the students are still in high school, in a dual credit form. So they'll get a grade for the high school, but they'll also get a grade that counts towards college credit. And so these students, when they enter into the program, as long as they maintain a minimum GPA and they finish their certified nursing assistant program that while they're in high school, then complete the rest of their work, we won't be able to provide their first 2 years of college schooling at McCook Public Schools. We just don't have enough coursework, but we're going to get them a long ways towards that. And then they finish up the rest of that coursework. They're guaranteed a place in the nursing program with UNMC. And so they won't have to compete to get in. And it's a great avenue, a wonderful avenue for McCook students who are interested in becoming nurses and want to go into that program. We can get them, give them a leg up, really, give them a little bit of a extra support, first of all, because with this program, there's extra support provided. When a student at McCook High School enters into it, UNMC will appoint them an advisor that will work with them as they work through their program all the way through from the very beginning until they graduate from the nursing school or UNMC. And that's a leg up, but also a leg up in just that they don't have to compete. They have to maintain that minimum GPA, but they're going to get a lot of their coursework done while they're still a high school student. And be well on their way. Once they graduate from McCook High School, at some point, I would like to think they might only have one more year of their prerequisite courses. So basically taking a year of college out for them, and then after that, maybe that's after their sophomore, have them enter college as a sophomore, after that year being able to go right into the program. And so that could be a real advantage to our kids. I think it's really good for McCook. Now, why do this? Well, it's good for our kids. It's good for high demand careers and setting kids up for success. But it's also good for McCook because UNMC wants us to partner with the community hospital. And the community hospital, we've met with them. They're going to be a great partner. They're very excited about the opportunity to support our kids in this. As you know, they can be advisors. They can provide facilities and opportunities for students to have hands-on experience. But they're also there to help with some of the financial burden associated with going to college and paying for your degree. And so they've said that they're willing to be a partner. Now we have to work out some of the details yet, but it looks like we're going to have a really strong relationship with them. And again, that's another advantage to our students. When you can, the cost of tuition is really high. Mm-hmm. And that, I don't know any other words to put it. It's really high. And so when you have an entity like McCook Community Hospital willing to support these kids financially, boy, what a burden that is reduced. That burden's reduced greatly. Okay, so how does the hospital benefit? How does McCook benefit? Also, we benefit because those kids would come back to McCook and work in our hospital. Once they get into UNMC, they go through the program, they graduate from their nursing program, they'll come back to McCook Community Hospital, and they will be put on staff there, and they'll be working, serving the needs of McCook. And so it's a great way to build up our hospital staff and the quality of our staff, and also provide services to our community. And so, and also another partner, we're meeting with them on Friday that we you know, need to continue to build this. And I don't see any stumbling blocks here, but we still need to meet with Community College here, the McCook Community College, meeting with some of their leaders on Friday and having a discussion with them. I'm really excited about that. And we feel really good about where we are right now. And that conversation, I think, is going to go really positively. And I think we're going to have a really good program set up. And I hope that we are able to enter our first students into this program next fall, so for the next school year. Now, it might start a little slow, but, you know, with some marketing and some campaigning over time, I really see that this program will grow. We'll get more and more kids into it, and it'll be a real true benefit for all of us here in McCook.
Sounds really, really cool for the school.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it. I've done a lot of work on it. Mr. Dickus has given me a lot of support and helping. He understands the coursework piece of it, and he's been piecing that together with his high school counselors, and they've done a really good job. And I really appreciate, boy, there's a lot of partnerships here. I really appreciate UNMC thinking that McCook would be a great place for this, because I feel fortunate. Let's just say that. And I thank Mr. Esch for bringing the entities together, and the community hospital for being involved. And I'm sure the community college will also be a great partner in this as well. So it's a really community pulling together to meet the needs of all of our patrons.
Got some other things on your report too?
Yeah, I did go on after that, so I got a little lengthy, but they're used to that by now a little bit. So after that, I talked a little bit about some legislation. Wanted the board to know that the legislative session has opened up. It opened up on January 7th, and it'll be continuing through April 17th. And I gave them some other dates along the way where bills are introduced and hearings begin. I think hearings begin on the 30th, maybe, or something like that. And I notify them I'll probably go into some of these. One of the bills that I wanted them to pay attention to, and I haven't seen it yet, but the governor has spoken about a third grade reading retention proposal. And so the governor doesn't write legislation, so he needs to find a senator to propose this. But that legislation would have an assessment put in place at third grade that students would need to take. And if they do not demonstrate proficiency, and what that score is, we don't know yet. We couldn't possibly know yet. But if a student doesn't meet that cut score, they would be retained in third grade for an additional year. And so it's far more complicated and nuanced than what I just said. I haven't seen an official bill yet, but I believe the bill will provide students multiple opportunities to take the assessment. I believe the bill will provide other avenues for students who have special identifications. And I believe the bill will be reasonable in that regard. I also believe the bill will contain guidance for school districts on how to help students achieve at higher levels when it comes to reading proficiency. And the reason I say all these I believes, I believe they're going to, it's my understanding that they're going to copy a lot of what some of the Mississippi and Indiana legislation has in their reading third grade retention bills or legislation. And so I believe that, that's why I believe that it will contain these elements. The Department of Education has been focusing on reading and literacy over the last year and a half, and they've done a good job. They wrote a grant for $55 million. It was awarded to them. They've been doing a good job of educating districts and ESUs across the state of Nebraska and providing resources for schools to improve reading proficiency. And so I think the state Department of Education and the state legislature are on the same page right now and working towards the same goal. And students out here in this part of Nebraska do really, really well with literacy, so we don't really have too much concern. But I think people do need to be aware, and parents need to be aware, that an assessment could pop up at some point in the future that requires third graders to pass it so that they can move on to the fourth grade. And so as a parent, I would want to know if that exists. So just be aware of that. And the schools will be working really, really, really hard to make sure that no students fail that assessment. And more to come on that, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I haven't, like I said, I haven't seen a bill yet, but I expect that to come up. And if it doesn't, it'll probably pop up next year. I also talked a little bit about the state budget. As everybody probably already knows, the Nebraska is facing, I think it's an estimated $471 million biennial budget shortfall. So I think a lot of discussion is going to be focused on that. I wanted the board to be aware that budget talk is going to be, will take up a lot of time. This is a 60-day session, so it's not the long, it's the short session. So it's probably going to, as far as percentages, probably consume a lot of the percentage of time. But some other bills that might come up are private school scholarships for private schools, which we've seen in the past. We've also seen social policy bills, and that's gender and those types of bills. We expect to see some more of those coming up. Workforce and educator pipeline issues. I just kind of talked about one of those when I talked about nursing, but nursing pathways are important because the competition for hiring nurses between hospitals and medical facilities is very, very intense. It's the same for educators. Schools are competing for top-notch teachers, and it's very intense. And so we know we need to get more folks into those career paths, those pipelines. So they're talking about legislation that'll improve that. There's also bill, like I know some bills that have been presented, LB 765, which is voter participation thresholds with bonds. We've had a couple of bond elections in the past, and one of the big components of this bill is a 50.1% voter turnout for that bill, or for those bonds. Let's say a bond passes for a school district by 75% of the voters that submitted a vote, but only 49% of the voters showed up, that bill or that bond still fails. So there's some elements like that, and there's some other nuanced components to that bill that we need to pay attention to. But there's just a lot of work going on. Oh, one more bill. School, when you retire as a certified member of a staff from a school in the state of Nebraska, you cannot be employed by another school for 180 days. That's by state statute. You can substitute teach for about 8 or so days, but 180 days, you can't be employed full-time by a school. They're thinking about changing that to 120 days, which I think would be a good change for Nebraska. It'll enable school districts that have not been able to fill a position, which is unfortunately common. You get into October, then that opens up for some teachers who might be available that wouldn't be otherwise. But you cannot sub or do any substitute work during that time. So it's a strictly 120-day break. Also talked about January 19th, we're having a professional day. That's a federal holiday on that day, but we're going to have a teacher in service that day that will include training for all of our K-12 teachers in the science of reading. And this is going to be done through Solution Tree. And that's going to be a portion of that day. That's going to be in the morning. And that's going to go on for several days after that, several Wednesday or early out. So we'll be doing some training on that science of reading, developing our teachers' literacy instructional skill set from K through 12. And then in the afternoon, we're going to be doing a poverty training with our staff. And then the McCook Public Schools is really, really close to finalizing the development of a school foundation. Now, we have McCook Education Foundation in the community, but it's a little different from what a lot of schools have as far as their foundation. So we want to make this a true McCook Public Schools Foundation. So we're working with the McCook Education Foundation to kind of change its structure. It'll increase the number of board members, and it'll give the McCook Public Schools a little bit more connection to the foundation. And we really have some high hopes for that. We really believe that if we can get, and I believe we'll get this done, but when we get this done, it'll give us an opportunity to go out and do fundraising for projects for McCook Public Schools that include scholarships, but also include programs and other activities like that. So here's an example, like our nursing pathway. Let's say we would like to open up a facility that is dedicated to nursing instruction, and we need a teacher. And we don't have the money in McCook Public Schools maybe to pay for that teacher. The foundation could support that by raising money, putting it into taking the interest from the money saved and then paying for that teacher over the course of years. So it's a way of expanding our programming, benefiting McCook, and not using taxpayer dollars. And so that's just a couple examples. And, of course, scholarships are always available as well through foundation. So those just a little bit of my report from last night.
We move on, and business manager's report.
We start off. Mr. Gross talked about nutrition services, monthly lunch count. We had 11,287 meals served. That's a little low, but we didn't have as many days in school. Financial summary, about 33% of the way through the fiscal year. Year to date, revenues at 26%, expenditures at 34%. That's at normal, and that'll average out by the time we get to the end of the school year when we spend less money. All funds, we have facilities updates, concrete work on sidewalks and training, retaining walls west of the YMCA, and our tennis courts is complete. So you know those big parking lots that have been built west of the YMCA and our tennis courts, those are pretty much done, and we had to put in some sidewalks and retaining walls, and so all of that's been completed as well. So we're really excited about that. Final dirt work will not be done until the spring, when we're going to be able to put in some seed, and we'll put a nice lawn in there. Wyland Field, a little update on that. We know we've had some issues over there from storm damage. The stadium seats slid a little bit on the southeast side, and that's going to be shored up as we get into the spring. I think in about April we should have that project completed. And then we also took a request for proposals for the replacement of junior high bleachers, and that request has been completed, and that's actually an action item later on on the agenda. And that's it.
And that was it as far as business.
Yep.
All right, move on to new business. And by the way, any board member comments?
No board member comments last night.
New business had a couple of items there, including the approval of 2026-2027 negotiated agreement.
Yeah, the negotiated agreement is the agreement that is worked out between the McCook Education Association, which are teachers, and the school board committee, negotiations committee, and presented to the Board of Education last night for approval. Every year we do a little bit of tweaking with activity sponsorships. Like, we have teachers that take groups out of the country or out of the state for academic or educational experiences. We've gone, I think, Baja California this last year with Mrs. Fisher and that squad for science. This upcoming summer, we have a group going with Mr. Dagnan into the mountains, and I believe Wyoming, and they're going to be doing some geological studies. The compensation for that's pretty insignificant, so they wanted to increase that just because of the amount of work that goes into getting those programs up and running and all the legwork and time it takes to raise funds for the kids. And so gave a little bit more compensation there. Work through insurance. Insurance is part of it. We're part of VHA. It's kind of dictated to us. And then added on a compensation of with an increase to our base. The total compensation increase is right around 4.28% for the teachers for this upcoming school year. Now, one thing people need to understand when we do negotiations as the board goes through that process and the MEA, we're put into an array of schools. And that array, it has a midpoint. And so it's not really an average, but it's like an average of all the school districts. And they put you in that array and where you stack up. And you have to be within basically 2 percentage points of that midpoint. And so while their negotiation, we do still call it negotiations, a little bit of it's already determined by where you are in that array. And so based on where we were in the array and everything else, we came to that that compensation package of 4.28%. And that was approved.
All right. Anything else?
Not from that. Approved the bid for the Heartland seating for the gym. Now, if you've been in our junior high gymnasium anytime recently, you would notice that you've had to sit in our bleachers or travel up and down them. Not in great condition. The wood bleachers on that west wall are original with the school, and I can't imagine that apparently the ones on the east wall are not original, but they seem as rickety as anything. So those are being replaced. We're going to have the floor redone also before next year. That floor hasn't been redone since 2002. So we're going to sand that down and paint it and then put new varnish on it. When I say paint it, the stripes and the lines and everything. And then put the new bleachers in. The low bid came to $137,988. And so it was with the same company that put in the high school bleachers about a decade ago. And they were a little cheaper back then. Things get more expensive.
Oh, sure.
But it's going to really modernize that gymnasium. We know we're going to be in that gym for a long time to come. So we need to replace those bleachers. They've become a bit of a hazard. And then also we accepted last night a donation from CTE Construction for the roofing with a purpose program to be used for our lunch program. And we really are thankful to CTE Construction and their generous work. Obviously, they're doing great work around town by putting roofs on our homes and protecting us from rain and snow, but also that they're willing to donate some of those proceeds to our school system and for the purpose of helping our kids. And so I really appreciate CTE Construction and their Roofing with a Purpose program.
All right. Accepting resignations.
Did not have any last night.
Well,
that's a good thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Positive comments.
Positive comments. We start last night with Quinn. He thought it was the UNMC, the University of Nebraska Medical Center, nursing pathway looked like a great project for our students in our school and was really excited about that coming into place. Jesse wanted to thank the support from all of the board members. He completed his first year as a board member with McCook Public Schools and really appreciated all the support he got from administration and also from his fellow board members. It's a pretty steep learning curve for a new board member. Charlie thanked the custodian and maintenance staff, all the work that they did over the Christmas break, and also wanted to give a shout out to the girls wrestling team and the coaching and doing really, really well and showing big improvements over the course of the year. Scott Barger also wanted to comment on an activity. He commented on bowling. The program has 42 students out and was really thankful to Terry and Jana Sides, who are really helping our kids develop their bowling skills, have a great program, lots of kids engaged, and it's been really, really good. And really appreciate Terry and Jana. Amanda wanted to thank Brad for being willing to be the board president and also wanted to give a thanks to all the board members. She also is a first-year board, had just finished her first year as a board member and was very thankful for the support that she's received. Mike Langan wanted to give kudos on the Med Center and the choice of Kearney as the location. I think I left that out. So when our students go into that that UNMC pathway with McCook Public Schools, where they will attend to get their BSN will be the Kearney campus. And the reason for that is keeping students in the rural schools keeps students in rural Nebraska. And so they even had a metric that demonstrated that when the kids go to UNO, they kind of stay in the metro areas. And then Jeff commented on January 3rd, the McCook Optimist Group hosted Mac Attack event with McCook Public Schools kind of as a partner. With our students being referees and lots of volunteers helping that be a success. So I was really thankful. And then Brad, the academic performance of our students. He got a hold of the school report card, which I haven't actually put out for public release yet. And he was commenting on our ACT scores and our student scores on the state assessments and was just sort of bragging on McCook Public Schools for the fine work that our kids do and our teachers do and our parents do as well. And then my comment was, it's January, it's mentoring month, and so I wanted to say thank you to all of our teammates. Thank you to Marissa Hoynes, who was our teammates coordinator. I know how big of an impact with our kids. It's an incredibly important program. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone else, if you want to have impact on the world, become a mentor, and that's a guaranteed. If you're willing to do that, you'll make the world a better place.
Good stuff. Good meeting last night.
Yeah, it was a very good meeting.
For the first meeting of 2026.
That's right.
All right, next meeting, February, is going to be coming up on the 9th.
The 9th, yep.
Right before Valentine's Day.
Yes, it won't be on Valentine's Day this year, which many board members will appreciate.
But it has before been on Valentine's Day.
A number of times, yeah.
Exactly, so. Right, you bet. Good to talk to you as always, sir.
Thank you very much, Rich.